Ubat kami ini tak kembali. Inyonya kaga tak terjaga. Ubat kita ni nyokat lainnya sih. Kita berkhayanya hati. Inkhayanya ni nyokat khayanya hati. Tak nak hati tera. Inkhayar rumit. Ati kau tinggi ni put. Mani Park is it after two days of the river? You say, came on it. Of course, commanded me to leave it of a nice leader. The marker, we are less of it. The mother, who are less of it, both you are. The woman, the marker, the woman, the young woman, the color being in the black dog, the after machine, the popular color being included. I hate my mother, the young woman.
What was the ball?
Okay, the only people who were considered what they call the Indian origin by the other area people were the ones on the farther end of the Kobuk settlements. Now the ones on this side, they consider partial descendants of the people of Point Hope because one of the people married a Point Hope woman, which, so their offspring were considered more of the other descendants than the upper half were. Of course, I imagine there was a certain other, time progressed, but there was no further distinction, probably.
Three generations in your nest up. Then you go to the family in your nest at a pair of things. After getting the meat in your nest at a meat unit, Tamato, punya unitnya, induknya akan tahu dulu, tapi punya unit sebelumnya pihak kamu. Jadi, matahari kini juga ini, ketentuan ini, kongkong ini, pihak ini. Dia kau bilang. Dengan itu, umur berpilih dengan menaruhkan saya. Nah, berapa kejubahannya, kemudian berpilih-pilih.
The particular person that they're referring to, what was his name?
Bubigoro.
Bubigoro?
Yeah.
That particular person that they're referring to, he does have direct descendants here around Norvik. There's some in Chungnak.
Yeah, on Kobuk River.
Kobuk River. He does have descendants all along the Kobuk River. He was directly known to have lived through three generations of people. He grew up with one generation. The other people died off. The other generation grew up. He lived with them. They died off, and on the third generation, when they died off, he died off with them. And they claim that by the time he died, he no longer had hair around the top of his head. It turned into what is called some of this lichen growth on top of mountains. In other words, you probably see it on rocks. That's what it turned into by the time he died. And I have heard, you know, very numerous people talk about him, too.
That was 1,000 years ago.
How long ago do you think it was?
The exact time? While we're talking about really old things, let's go back for a moment to the Keotec, Point Hope, to the knife blade that Rainey found that dates 900 AD, 1,000 years ago, that probably comes from the Ural Mountains in Russia. Now, are there any, do we know of anybody that knows about very old, might have passed it down or heard about a very old iron blade? They found one in the house pit. The Ural Mountains origin. It's 900 AD. But, and it's what? Stoic? Stoic is iron?
Subic.
But has anybody ever heard about a family owning a piece of really old iron?
The page is old, the page is old.
Nobody knows why he cut it. Nine. back then, she wasn't it, and she was dead, she would be glad of the left. I figured, well, yeah, she would be in my heart, she would leave a little bit together. I could have 2,000 words in the job. We should not have a war, man, that was on the floor of the last. Just there, she collapsed. I'm going to go to the shop there. I reached up, new blitz. Made it to the house. Man is funny, he put out there in the house. But you come in. Who do it for the new one? And you're sure that the car loses some money, Lalu, that the people are going to work up to the ground. And you're carrying it for you. I'm never coming to the shop. To which the July and the government pull their lips. Somebody try to find that man where he cut it that night. Never tell him. They told me.
Yeah, one of the legends that he's talking about then, whether it be verified or not, we don't know, but he said it was before the days of the ships, before the arrival of anything other than the people themselves had seen in that particular part of the country. This man turned up with a brass knife. They, at that time, they had the jade knives that were gotten from the upper Kobuk. They had other different kinds of tools, but he was the only one who was ever known to have this brass knife. I guess they went out of their way to try to find out how he got it, but he never did tell anybody how he got it. They suspect that he recalled what supernatural powers he commanded, and may have gone to Russia or someplace, gotten it, but they don't know. It was speculation on their part when they thought he recalled whatever supernatural powers he had. But he did own a brass knife, one of which there was nothing of the likeness of it anywhere ever seen up there. And they've heard of this in the legend.
You're sure it would be brass or not copper?
See the arm. After that guy, another man, flesh, and you didn't got in. There's a manga, you next one in top, the story's down to the story of the room. I couldn't get to hear me. You should meet a friend to put a top. The manga, I got to hold in you, and you never had it to let come in, but you were a god in you. You're pushing me.
I guess the same person, you've always had one person come in from out in the sea, and nobody knew where he came from, but his kayak was also built out of brass, and he would bring with him pots made out of brass for that particular person. It was kind of a mutual friendship and a partnership that they had formed. So in turn, the guy living there at Point Hope, he would load this other guy up with whatever bucked up whale meat, whatever food stuff that he had gotten and stored. He would load the guy up, and the guy would head out to sea again.
That's the story too. He'd arm after that, that night.
Another thought that occurs to me, I'm thinking that we might be useful to pass along children as a way to pass along language and culture. Do there exist such things as wise sayings, proverbs, concerning hunting? Like, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar, and a stitch in time saves nine, and so on. And I'm going to ask the women later on about those, but I was thinking it might be nice if we could see if there were some of the men would know in relation to hunting.
A stitch in time saves nine. Kill all the barrel up, no, you're good.
I'm not panni annamma megdulenni killayenni tuli nakokke bidemu kilawa moje arilemu pitkittu moje arilemu shwa kamit ilakse bidemu ijjavdiki dhaga tabuma nanna panindi mali pare ipot unnin anaran atataran angulle ijjavdiki dhaga tende tutto allah dogulu ano inimu chit kongulu inimu kongulu ikayu kongulu unnin temanna dan mege kontakten utuk kanan ije pawrani ui ragdu temanna la tamna lagdu nindikto ikyau ti dagya tamna kitumra uni atatan andanam tailade yunel ka tapo tare mu anuni akan mau tawra utinna kwat kain nepta patama makwa itunna kali
Go back a little bit. The one thing that we question, I either not have not gotten my thing across, but the only response we've gotten is from him is the fact that they used a direct instruction, more or less, in order to pass on what they know to their descendants, their offspring, or whatever. That you know how to be good, how to help others, was a direct admonishment rather than using a kind of a symbolic thing.
Mm-hmm. It may take time to think of these also.
Yeah.
It may be that as they think about it, now that we've raised the question, something will come to mind. This is one of the things, if you ask me right now to make a list of them, I couldn't do it.
You sure for the mind, the man says, they have no teacher before. Why that? Because they have no teacher, no intellect and fever. So they have things. They learn something close, you know. Good way to do it. That's why they stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
Even they know steel. One family steal knife, something. It's family, give him passion, give him whatever he feels on the court side. And warn him, don't steal. Next time you steal somebody's stuff, we kill you. So like it. Next time like this, steal like you. He was talking, lie. Next time you lie, we cut your lip. Like it, cut him up. And warn him, don't lie again. Because I'm as big a white bag as my father said.
It occurred to me, you know, they're saying there's also, like, so-and-so, Johnny hasn't got sense enough to come in out of the rain. We're not really saying that Johnny is stupid or lacking in intelligence. We're saying he's doing a foolish thing. It's that kind of thing also I was trying to probe for, because I'm sure it exists in every language, of ways of talking about things without being too blunt. But let's let it stand, and maybe...
Why don't you talk to them directly in English as to what you're talking. Your thing is being diverted by me right at this moment, right? The communication is non-existent.
All right.
Okay, if I can help you.
I think most of you understand what I'm asking. Is there in... about Eskimo culture, about Inuit culture, some short statements like a stitch, one stitch done now in time saves 90 stitches, or you catch more flies